This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, and I really mean that. How do you do? That's what that greeting is all about. Really wanting, if people in your life care about you, they want to know how you are doing. How do you do? So, on the DJV show, when I have all these lovely ladies around, I want to know how they are doing. Jennifer Horn, how do you do?
I think I'm okay. I think I'm good.
Yeah. I think you're good. All right. Thanks for asking. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Victoria Keelan, how do you do?
I do very well, thank you. And you?
Well, in the last 13 seconds, I'm doing fine and dandy. Thank you very well. Why do I sound like I'm not doing it? Just
you
pretty
sound great.
Well?
Oh, okay. No, I think you sound great. You sound like you're
flying all day?
Flying into the evening, shall we say, into the night. What's that song, Into the Night? That's where I was. Into the night.
I don't know. Doug lives on the East Coast and likes to spend winter out with his kids on the West Coast, and so he does all these crazy trips that get him zero sleep. Am I close?
Yeah, well,
I was going to say, you sound like you woke up to a brisk New England morning. That's what you sound like.
That's what it is.
It's probably about, 18 degrees where you are?
16 degrees and clear skies at the barn this morning. Thanks very much. Yes.
There you go.
Fabulous. Cool. How about you, Kara Schillen? How are you doing? How do you do?
I was going to say, I'm also very well and also very cold and wrapped up in my coat currently. So
are you really?
I am.
Ah, well, that goes to show you. See, here we are ready to go. And Jennifer's going to purr some more on this hour's first and important story.
Well, let's see. Day 25 of the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. We continue on. No end in sight. President Trump, who was talking about the national emergency declaring a state crisis, essentially, with immigration, has kind of backed off of that. He's trying to get Congress to work with him. Lindsey Graham had suggested that he open up the government and then declare the state of emergency. He said he's rejecting that. He's not interested. He wants to get people to the table to start negotiating, have something, have them come with an offer. They have not come with an offer yet, and they are the Democrats. Now, this is all happening as the U.S. military will extend a mission to support security along the border through September 30th of this year. This is according to the Pentagon. The acting defense secretary is Patrick Shanahan. He approved the extension in response to a request from the Homeland Security Department. There are right now about 2,350 troops assigned to the border, and deployment had been authorized through the end of the month, through January 31st, by former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. That order has been extended now into September to provide extra security, and it's needed. There's already reports of another Honduran caravan camp, essentially, coming up through Honduras, through Central America, into Mexico, and on its way to our southern border. So this will be, I think, the fourth or fifth in just the last couple of months, and that's where we stand. So right now, the military sitting at the border until September, and again, no movement from Democrats, no movement from President Trump, and it seems, I think the underlying story that we aren't hearing too much about is the defectors, who will win that war, because there are Republicans who are like, look, this scares us. We've got to get the government back to work. And there are Democrats who are saying, this scares us. Let's just build the wall. And so right now the effort from kind of the heads of the party, whether that's Trump or Pelosi and Schumer on the various sides of the aisle, are looking to see what defectors they can't bring to their side. So that seems to be where the war is being played now, with the people who are getting a little nervous about a 25-day government shutdown.
All right, speaking of wars, troops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, yesterday I was speaking to my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Israel, and I asked him point blank whether he was concerned, worried,
on guard, whatever the correct, appropriate angle might be to someone who lives in Israel, as to the pullout in Syria and whether that, according to at least some of the news media, makes Israel vulnerable, because on their northern border is Syria, and then there's Jordan, and then you go into Turkey. So what was the? I just said, what's the story? And he said, yeah, he was concerned and worried, and a lot of Israelis are as well, because it leaves them vulnerable, open for attack, et cetera, et cetera, because all of these characters that were there that have been pushed out when there is a vacuum, as we have discussed many times, something happens to fill the void, fill the vacuum. And will that be more Daesh? Will it be Al-Qaeda? Will it be some new group? The Turks are threatening to come down and kill a bunch of innocents. So it's a rough situation. And I'm not one for being in other people's countries, but I do wonder, I'm just wondering. I don't know the reality. You only know kind of what the pieces are as you put them together. But there's nobody who's closer to the situation from my perspective, and having been over there five times, I know that area that we're talking about, and it's pretty open. Northern Israel is pretty open, pretty much not, well, kind of deserted. So we wonder out loud, all of us, no matter what side you're on, whether this is a move. There's an argument on both sides. I agree with Trump 100% on this, the getting out of areas where we have really no interest. But then we do have interest in Israel. And then you can say, well, why do we have interest in Israel versus Syria or Iraq or Iran? And then, okay, if you're looking carefully between the lines, you see that there may be a plan or two being developed for us to invade Iran. So we pull our troops out of Syria. Are we pulling them out so that we can invade Iran? That would kind of be a non-starter for me. I would like to help the people of Iran have some sort of revolution, because they don't like their government. They don't like their leadership for the most part either. Especially the old timers like it, because there's security in knowing who's there. And the young people are kind of the same there as they are here. They don't like what's going on. So anyway, it'd be interesting to see. I'm not suggesting we are ready for a revolution here. Kind of ready for a revolution in thinking. And that's why Trump got elected in the first place, because a majority of people who went to the polls didn't like the way the last bunch were thinking. So let's change it. And good God, as Rodney, what's his face? I was about to say Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney King said, why can't we all just get along? What is there in the human psyche, the human spirit, that creates this need to fuss and fight and argue and make trouble? It's pretty damn discouraging. All right, so I don't want to stick to that too long. But anybody got any comments about pullout in Syria and the thought that we're going to move our troops? Yeah, we pull them out of there and we put them in someplace else. What do we know, or what is there that's new in thought that in the last 24 to 48 hours might affect anyone's thinking on this line?
I was kind of panicked about it when I first heard about it a few weeks ago. I thought, whoa, why are we doing this? Isn't this what we went after Obama for? But if you actually listen to the Trump plan, it's taking out military personnel. It's taking out the boots on the ground. However, it doesn't mean that the United States is completely gone and that there is that space being monitored.
In Syria now. We're talking about in Syria.
That's right. Correct. So that there is that space being monitored, so that if something does start to pop up, like we saw ISIS do in Afghanistan and Iraq, of course, then we can go back in and try to wipe that out with more air support, probably, if we stay ahead of it, than we even need to do with human lives on the ground. And I think that's okay. With Afghanistan, how much more is there to do? I know for a fact that once we get pulled out of Syria, that Trump will probably say, okay, now it's time to get out of Afghanistan as well. It's been 18 years.
That makes sense.
And so I don't, well, I mean, they're both very similar. The people that are worried about this are the people who are making money off of it. And I think that's why you see a lot of people on my side of the aisle going, wait a second, because they're all kind of connected to this military-industrial complex. So I don't know. I think if we look at it and we look at it and realize that it's not just a complete pull out and we're leaving town and we'll see you later, if we are looking at having some security remain to make sure that there are things that we can do to come back in if necessary, well, then that makes me feel a little bit better, actually.
Yeah. All right. Kara, well, either Kara or Victoria, thoughts on any of these items?
I just think everybody probably feels like, you know, we want to get out of Syria, but do it the correct way. And like Jen said, obviously that's an area of the world that we need to monitor. So that's not something that we can just leave and then never look back. Because we, you know, we've seen that happen too many times. And then it gets us into an even bigger situation that no one wants. I don't think it's a political thing to say nobody wants more of our troops in harm's way. And when we look at, we haven't even dealt with the ramifications of Afghanistan and Iraq and with the troops that we have home and the veterans that we haven't taken care of. So I just, that's where I always go whenever we talk about these types of things, more military action here, there, or wherever. I just always think about, you know, the human bodies that we have here that we haven't that we haven't taken responsibility for and that we haven't taken care of. And so that's just where... I think that's where most Americans go and mentally, don't you think? That we all think about the human element there?
Well, it'd be nice if that's what people thought, at least from my perspective. I think if you see the movie Vice, whether you understand it's Hollywood and it's entertainment or whatever it is, but the decisions, the basic script of the movie was built around what went on during the Bush years when Cheney was vice president. And what went on, a lot of the rumors that we've heard over the years, we, all of us, have heard that have been exposed again in this movie, suggest that there were a lot of things that went into the making of decisions, Afghanistan, Iraq, military-industrial complex, oil, all the things. But no, I never hear any discussion of the men and women who are going to commit themselves to do what we ask them to do. It's never about the soldiers. It's just a body. It's how many do we have and where can we send them and how much do we have to spend to build this base and to put that sort of that movable town around. When I went to Iraq, it was amazing to see how much military hardware there was there and how they had developed things they could just pick up and move. And then the other side of that is how much stuff we left there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So maybe it's a reality. Maybe we're all naive, but I think we're pretty much sick of seeing the money and also the human waste because the lives that have been lost in these places. What do we have that's different? Especially when it comes to Iraq. Not a damn thing. Nothing. Let's focus on making your smile different and better. If you don't like it, then perhaps you, after all this time, I think I've been talking about power swabs off and on for 8 years. And have you noticed all of the advertising, radio, television, print media, the digital assets that are being spent now on getting people to focus on their teeth and their whiteness and brightness? That's because power swabs have done such a good job of getting people to think, and they've become so popular, this competition. But nothing makes it. Nothing does it. Nothing's as good as power swabs. Take it from me. It's easy for you to use the most advanced teeth whitening system. It really will transform your smile in just a few minutes. Take the little... Okay, all right, so the girls can tell I'm ready for this. Here we are. Got my tube. You snap it. You take the contents that are on a Q-tip, and you just you put them around on your teeth, and see how quickly there's no negative feeling to your gums, not like those trays. And literally, in just a few minutes, you smile in front of the spot. Just walk in front of the mirror and see things change. Power swabs transform your smile in just a few minutes. No brainer. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. That's the only way you can get power swabs for half price using the DJV code. So call now for whiter, brighter teeth, great smile, power swabs, 800-208-1797.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
From Loretta Lynn. Music in the Focus 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer loves this, and I think Victoria kind of likes it. Carolyn, yeah, we all
Loretta.
Like this stuff.
Yep.
Loretta Lynn honored on the 1st of April in Nashville with a birthday celebration at the Bridgestone Arena, benefiting her. I guess a lot of people who love her, the legend. She may be the oldest performer, the oldest female performer in country music. Is that? Do you think that's an accurate statement?
87, I'd say, yeah. Yeah, pretty
yeah,
many.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Among
maybe
those,
your sister would be the only closest one.
Right, that could be. Yep. The show is an all-star birthday celebration concert. Participating is Alan Jackson, Brandi Clark, Darius Rucker, Garth Brooks, George Strait, Jack White, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Little Big Town, Margot Price, Martina McBride, Miranda Lambert, Pistol Annies, and Trisha Yearwood. Garth appeared on the Grand Ole Opry stage where Loretta was appearing and said, "I love you to pieces, and it's just gotten better every second." Katherine Hepburn at Radio City Music Hall once said, "If a woman has it, it doesn't matter what she doesn't have." If a woman doesn't have it, it doesn't matter what else she does have. I don't know if I ever met someone who has it as much as Ms. Loretta Lynn. That's kind of an interesting... That's a very interesting statement. When she was asked about her status as a pioneer, she said, "It feels great. I love all of the artists coming onto the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know all of them, but I've listened to all their music, and it all feels great." She's a four-time Grammy winner, long been undisputed queen of country, 50 years of recording and touring, 17 hot country songs that made it to number one. She's also one of the most awarded musicians of all time. First woman named Entertainer of the Year by the Country Music Association way back in 1972 was the year. She had the Kennedy Center Honors in 2003. She had, Songwriter Hall of Fame in 2008, bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Mr. Obama in 2013.
It's a good list of awards.
It's pretty impressive when you get right down to it. She has a birthday wish. She said, quote, "This is the first time I've ever had a birthday party." That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? "My birthday wish has come true. The only other wish I have is that Keith Urban jumps out of my birthday cake."
That's funny.
Pretty good for somebody who's
older ladies
80.
Love Keith Urban.
Yeah.
They do.
Tickets on sale the 18th. With prices ranging from $29.50 to $100. Yeah, right. After the first day, there'll be $2,532.
For this lineup, probably, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the story of Loretta's 87th birthday concert. Here's another announcement that will impress people who are country fans. Jason Aldean, who is the reigning Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year, announcing a tour for this year, 30 dates. Called the Ride All Night Tour, kicking off with two nights starting May 3rd at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Launch of the Ride All Night Tour follows his appearance at the Tortuga Music Festival in Florida and the Stagecoach Music Festival in California. Those will be in April. His tour includes stops in Indiana, Ohio, New York, Maryland, New Mexico, and then in Detroit. That's where it finishes up. Along the way, he will play two nights at Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion in Guilford, New Hampshire. That's an interest. That's a great venue for summertime participation, one of the great summer places. He's in Milwaukee for Summerfest. Tour will be in support of his 8th studio album, Rear View Town, which came out last April. Includes singles You Make It Easy, Drowns the Whiskey, which has Miranda Lambert in it. So there you go. Kane Brown is going to be along for the ride, the new country star. That's the Jason Aldean story for this year. 28 past the hour on the DJV story.
The bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the saddles on. It keeps me buying rounds. It keeps me turning.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's confirmation hearing day for the president's pick to be Attorney General. William Barr will be going before the Senate Judiciary Panel and is expected to be grilled, especially by Democrats, over comments he's made about the ongoing special counsel Russia investigation. Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa saying that Barr has already stated he won't stop the investigation, so it should be an easy confirmation process.
What they're demanding of Barr, I think he already should have satisfied them by the statements he's going to make tomorrow in his opening statement already released that he said he's going to let it play out.
He spoke on Fox News after saying in an interview recently that he doesn't understand why terms like white supremacy are offensive. Republican Congressman Steve King has been booted from all his committee assignments in the new Congress. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of us here assembled to bring you up to date on things that are going on for this Tuesday, the 15th of January. We're halfway through the month, Jennifer. The Ides of January are upon us. So, Victoria, what do you have, what your eyes and ears are focused on in this half hour?
Well, it's a bit of a cold case here, but we all remember the JonBenet Ramsey case from 1996, I believe it was. And so her brother was recently accused by CBS and a documentary called The Case of JonBenet Ramsey. He was accused of actually being the one who murdered his six-year-old sister. And they said that he had bludgeoned her to death, and they basically really were doing this investigation to coincide with the 20th anniversary of her death, and they pointed the finger at him. He sued for $750 million for insinuating that he had anything to do with his sister's murder. And so now the CBS has confirmed that they have reached an agreement outside of court. They have settled on that. So I'm not sure who... or if CBS admitted that they made it up. I'm not sure what the they're keeping all of the details private, but
well, they obviously couldn't prove. This would have been another sort of court test as to whether he did it or not, and they couldn't prove that he did, so they're going to have to cough up some money to pay the kid. How old is he now?
He's
in his 30s. I guess.
I don't know how old he is. Yeah. He must be maybe late 20s, maybe 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this documentary, which I didn't see, but I know it got a lot of buzz at the time, it came out last year, they had forensic pathologists basically presenting the evidence that they would use against him as the murderer. And so prosecutors had already said that they cleared all of the Ramsey family of any involvement in her murder. And then the other part of this that's sort of new this week, there is a pedophile in Boulder, Colorado, who has been in jail now. He's serving a 10-year sentence after his computer was raided and they found child porn. And so he has admitted in several letters to a high school friend of his who lives in Ventura, California, he has admitted to killing her. And basically he says it was an accident, that he had kidnapped her and that she slipped and hit her head, and that's how she died, that it was an accident.
Was the kidnapping an accident, too?
Yeah, well. Yeah. But he admits to it, and apparently he feels that he has to confess to this murder, or else, you know, he will go to hell and all this other stuff. And so this guy in California, he said that when this happened in 1996, it was all over the news, and this guy, Gary Oliva, he called him up and said that he had done something, he hurt a child, and so this guy in California tried to get some more details out of him, and he just said, well, where are you? And he said, I'm in Boulder, Colorado, and that's where it happened. So he has been suspicious of Gary Oliva from the beginning. He has contacted Boulder police departments. He has told them numerous times to look at this guy, and now he has these letters that he has saved, and he has turned them over to the Boulder police department, saying that this is a written confession. This could be really the guy. But the Boulder Police Department released a statement yesterday saying that they have already looked into him, that the DNA didn't match at the crime scene. But a lot of other critics are saying that everyone has admitted that the DNA at the crime scene was completely screwed up. The crime scene was a mess, and that DNA matches wouldn't really be that accurate because they messed up the crime scene so much. So that they really are focusing on DNA when they really should be looking at other evidence. And so, I don't know. We'll see. The Boulder Police Department says they haven't, you know, they are not ruling out any suspects, but it's like, at this point, when are you going to solve this case? It's 22 years later.
One of the things that's come to mind is Jennifer made reference last half hour to how many times you go back and forth across country, and I always sit myself in a place where they have the entertainment devices and watch movies, sometimes television shows, but get caught up because I don't watch much TV. Once in a while, a TV show we can talk about on the air here, but for the most part, I don't get myself engaged. And what I've noticed, and it was more clear to me yesterday, I thought, wow, look at all of these shows on TV on these various networks like Snapple and Crackle and whatever else. And they're all about police corruption. How badly, and a couple of these shows are based on true stories that have come from retired police officers or police officers that have quit. And so I think about the corruption. We talk about the police, and it's so hard to generalize. It's kind of like military activity. It's very hard to generalize. But the kinds of things, the story you just went through, Victoria, as to whether there's real guilt and are they finding the real bad guys, or are they just doing things to write off cases or make their jobs easier or whatever it is. And then there's the corruption. The books that have been written in the last couple of years about police corruption and how many in Los Angeles, Jennifer especially, whole units of the police department are unbelievably corrupt, especially if they have to do with vice. Just outrageously corrupt. So you wonder, again, one of these things that you can have a disturbing day if you think too much about it. So do we think about it or we just move on? You were talking about that legal victory, Victoria. Alex Jones got it in the neck yesterday. And a lot of people will be happy about this. And then there are people listening to our program who think he's great. You know, the guy who hosts the program, InfoWars. There were a number of families that were victims of the family members, victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting. They went to war, if you will, against Alex Jones because he said the whole thing was a conspiracy and there was no real, all of this stuff.
They were actors, and it was just ridiculous.
Anyway,
So the six families went to court, and they won against Alex Jones. The judge overseeing the case is going to decide now whether the lawyers, the plaintiff's lawyers, can depose Jones, who has repeatedly called the shooting where 27 were killed a hoax. From the beginning, the group said, we've alleged that Jones and his financial network trafficked in lies and hate in order to profit from the grief of the families. That's what we intend to prove, and the ruling advances their efforts so they can move on. He was trying to get the whole suit thrown out. And
what is it, Matt? Can I ask, just devil's advocate, though? What is that loss in a lawsuit going to actually do?
It'll get money out of Alex Jones' company to be divided among the families.
Okay, so it's going to get money, but doesn't this just make him more famous? Doesn't this just make him
everybody
more
now talks
about
who never knew who he was before.
Persecuting him.
But I think they're also just trying to get retribution in some way. I mean, he has ruined their lives more so than it already was. I mean, they have stalkers. They have people calling them up and abusing them on a regular basis. Wouldn't you want...
On social media, they've all had to get off of social media because they've been harassed and trolled by his followers. It's terrible.
If that happened to you, wouldn't you want something negative,
Well, you'd want it to stop. Look, I believe that Sandy Hook happened. I don't believe in Alex Jones. I just wonder what lawsuits... You know, what that actually does to solve people's
issues. You know what it does? It sets a tone for future stuff like this. There's enough of this. The network of people on social media is out of control when it comes to this kind of stuff. It's just a way of putting
people in
their
place. That's my question, though. Does it solve any of that?
Well, who knows?
Or does it make it worse because this actually just feeds Alex Jones' followers? That's kind of the question, is how does it actually fix anything?
I think they have to try and do something. I think they tried to stop him in other ways, and nothing has worked. And so this is just another method of seeing if it does anything.
It's time for him to pay the piper. If his stuff is more than just entertainment, I mean, people are entertained by all kinds of weird stuff. I was just talking about the number of horrible police shows there are on TV and movies and stuff. Why are people entertained by that? Shouldn't those stop if they aren't all true? I mean, where do you draw the line?
And believe me, I say this with all the sympathy in my heart. I cannot imagine what these people have been through. But then I also have to go to something that kind of hits me with it when it comes to freedom of speech, whether that speech is truthful or lies or whatever
it is. That's what this really comes down to.
Well, and imagine this. I mean, imagine this, Doug. You have very strong feelings about immunizations. You have a lot of feelings about people who give shots to their kids. What if a group of people, I mean, that's a very sensitive issue. A lot of people really are drawn down the middle. What if somebody came after you and said, oh, you're saying things about shots and about vaccinations.
And they're trying to get money. Good luck trying to get money out of me.
I know, but you understand the point.
I guess I do.
And this is in no defense. I'm going to say it for a 17th time because it's in no defense of what Alex Jones does or what these poor people have been through at all. It just makes me wonder how it solves people from saying
the difference between your example and Alex Jones is I'm right and he's not. So
well, I get Jen's point, and
maybe he thinks he's right too.
Yeah, and but to answer your question though, the judge has basically said that all of his internal communications have to be turned over. They're looking for did he incite violence? Did he tell people to go and harass them? And then
that's
where
fair.
It's no longer First Amendment rights. That's not protected speech. So that's really what the next step of this will be.
All right, speaking of free speech, today is Martin Luther King's birthday and known in the holiday circles as Martin Luther King's, it's Martin Luther King Day. I think most of the time we think of his I Have a Dream speech. I think every year we've played a little excerpt from that. Everybody knows what it's all about, the tone of it. I was reminded of it the other night at the concert for Aretha Franklin, playing his speech and her role in being involved. And then the assassination after he spent, I think he was only 40-something when he was killed, if I'm not mistaken. So when you're involved, if you're thinking about him today on his birthday, take the opportunity to understand the personal story of this fellow. He came from Georgia and then into the halls of certainly super political power, the religious side, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He came from Atlanta in 1929. He was born the middle child. Parents had deep roots in rural Georgia. His father, who became a minister himself, changed his name to Martin Luther King to honor the German Protestant religious leader Martin Luther. I don't know if people knew that or not, but it was something that's fairly obvious to anybody who knew anything about the Lutheran Church and Martin Luther, the founder. And then if we move through the history of his life, the father is a role model. King began to question religion, though, during his early teenage years, even though he had this strong background. His father was a strong guy. He was a junior in high school. He took a Bible class, which influenced him to renew his religious beliefs, and he then started thinking about becoming a minister himself. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks, arrested after refusing to move to the back of the bus. That night, the head of a local chapter of the NAACP met with King and other local civil rights leaders who elected him to lead the citywide bus boycott, which is really where this all started. Rosa Parks started the modern civil rights movement with her action. And then King just kept spreading the message, nonviolent protest. There's that movie, was it last year or the year before, that movie about Selma crossing the bridge?
That was 2 years ago, I think,
right? Was it 2 years ago? Yeah, that really put a sort of a very strong focus on what happened. But Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King, an important American for all kinds of reasons. There'll be a lot of things on television, I think, probably about him today, as there usually is. But I don't believe that there ought to be a national holiday to celebrate his life and his doing. I think that's not because I don't want to describe.
You don't like any holidays.
Yeah. I don't like any holidays. We have too many holidays. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just too damn many holidays. Hi, Jennifer. Speaking of television, I see the celebrity big. Maybe I should say Kara. The celebrity Big Brother cast has been announced.
I'm the
Anthony
one person
Scaramucci
who doesn't watch that show.
You
yeah,
what?
I'm
the only one who doesn't watch that show.
Yeah, that's a Jennifer and me thing.
Oh, okay.
I think, I'm going to watch for sure because this cast is too good. I think, what did we say yesterday? There are like four brain cells in that whole house.
Totally.
Really? Kato
Kaelin.
I was just looking at Kato Kaelin, and he's going to only... Have you ever heard him on the radio when he was on in Los Angeles? He had one brain cell. Maybe that worked. Let's see here. Tamar Braxton. I don't know most of these people.
Tamar Braxton is Toni Braxton's sister.
Okay.
They're all in the Braxton family. They have a TV show called Braxton Family Values. She's pretty well known in the reality world.
Lindsay Lohan's mother? What has she got to add to anything?
Exactly. She's going to add drama and white wine.
Exactly.
She figures Lindsay's on television. She should.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. Natalie Eva Marie is a wrestler. She's in this thing. All right. So when is this going to start? January 22nd? Next week?
January 21st.
For 21st Monday. Next Monday. Monday and Tuesday. Okay. All right, Jen, quick list of what's on tonight, please.
Well, I know Victoria and Carol will be happy. Schitt's Creek is back on Pop
yes.
tonight. That's the season premiere, so yay. On the networks tonight, The Conners back and new on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, Splitting Up Together, and The Rookie, all new. CBS also new tonight, NCIS, FBI, and NCIS New Orleans. That starts at 8 o'clock. On the CW, new episode of The Flash at 8, followed by Roswell, New Mexico, the series premiere. Liz is moving back home at 9 o'clock. And on Fox, Lethal Weapon and The Gifted.
Very exciting. 10 before the hour here as you think through the day on the DJD program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever.
John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To get technical here. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here to comment on some of the, well, I'll give you the story behind the story on some of the important technology that is something that will affect you. I have Sony headphones. I have probably a dozen pair because that's what I use in all the studios when I travel, that sort of thing. This new Sony, the noise-canceling headphones, should I be wearing them? Or not?
Well, if you're in California, you might want to wear them. But however, if you're home in Massachusetts during the winter, you may not want to wear them. And the reason for that is we're talking about Sony's, they're the noise-canceling headphones. They're wireless, and so they're Bluetooth-operated. And the model is the 1000XM3. These are super popular. They're probably the best headphones that Sony makes. They get very high marks for comfort, for sound quality, and elimination of outside noise. You fly a lot, Doug, I'm sure, without noticing. Yeah. There are a ton of people on airplanes that live in these headphones just to cancel out, you know, screaming babies. Well, the problem now that Sony's faced with, for some reason, as soon as the temperatures dropped below the mid-40s, these headphones are no longer working. And so a lot of people are complaining to Sony. Sony refuses to issue a statement about it, but there's definitely something going on here. So what happens is they don't have any buttons on these headphones because they're wireless and cordless and everything. And so what you do is on the right ear cup, if you swipe with your finger, that's how you control the volume, and you can, you know, that's, it's all done with swiping gestures. And so what happens is when you hit 40 degrees or below, people are walking around listening to music, and all of a sudden the volume spikes way up, or it turns off, or the Google Assistant that's built into the headphones, it gets activated. And no one seems to know why. It's just the cold weather and the wind that's doing this. And once you're back indoors, the headphones work perfectly again. and all of the sensors and everything are fine. And so now a lot of people are on social media complaining about this. These are Sony's best-selling models for headphones, and Sony only so far, they're responding to people individually on Twitter, and they told them to power down the headphones, switch them, and then switch them back on to recalibrate the touch sensor. Well, that's only working when you're indoors in warmer weather. They still have a very large problem with the cold weather that they need to figure out, because this was also a very popular Christmas gift this year, and so people should be entitled to walk outside in the cold and have these expensive,
yes.
These are $350 headphones. You should have headphones that work when you're out
yes.
in the cold.
Duh.
So, yep. So Sony's going to have a big problem on their hands. This is sort of just the beginning of the issue.
Warm
right
it up,
now.
Sony. Warm
yep.
it up.
Exactly.
Gillette has released a new high-tech heated razor for those of you who like to shave out in the snow.
The Geek Out.
Gillette has introduced a new razor from their Gillette Labs. Yes, there's such a thing. And essentially it looks like any disposable, but it actually heats up to provide what Gillette claims to be something akin to a hot towel shave. The bars in 1 second heat up to 122 degrees, and the claim is it's actually better for the skin than simply passing the razor under hot water. Now, if you're wondering how exactly is there a market for this, Gillette actually last fall sold out an Indiegogo campaign to help fund the development of this razor and exceeded their goal by 500%. First shipments of the Gillette heated razors are due in February, and eventually they'll find their way into stores for $160.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, also in the world of technology, a focus on Tesla's Model 3. What's going on with that for those who have those cars, Victoria?
Yeah, well, it's a security thing in general for electric cars. Pawn to Own, which is a contest, it's actually one of the biggest events in the world. It's a competitive security research. Essentially, up-and-coming hackers get to show off their skills. They get to break into certain things in a competitive environment. There's big prizes. And this year, the target that they have to hack into is a Tesla Model 3. Now, Tesla actually partnered with the event because they want to find out if they have any security breaches, and what better way to do it than put a Model 3 up there and say, here you go, to hack away and let's see what happens. And so the car itself is also a prize that will be awarded to the single winner whoever gets into the contest and whoever wins it. And so it's the first time a car has been put to test at the contest, and a measure of Tesla's commitment to digital security, according to the Tesla put out a statement saying that that's exactly what they want from this. And since 2014, Tesla has operated a bug bounty program. So if you find a bug, they will pay you for it. And so General Motors and Fiat Chrysler has also done the same thing.
Yeah. All right, so that's good.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.